equivalent. So she is meshing both worlds, so to speak. She's found words that mean what we mean, even though we do not offer words at all. And that's why she does not have an awareness of what we're going to say. She only feels it coming and hears it as it is being said. You would be doing the same thing in your translation of the vibration. Only instead of, or as well as, receiving the block of thought which you would translate verbally, you would have a sensation of sight. In order to do it, we would recommend that you put yourself in an environment where there is not that much that is interesting to see. A sort of bland space, maybe even with a plain backdrop. And put yourself in an attitude of meditation, where you are getting into alignment with who you are. And then as you speak your request, don't try to make it be, just let it be. At first, you are more likely to see the vision with your eyes closed, because it's a translation of energy. Sometimes people say, how will I see if I do not use my eyes? And we say, you use your eyes when you dream, or you see without using your eyes. In other words, it's a translation of the vibration, and it plays out in a way that you see it, you see. So just play with it, and in time, you will begin to experience it. Sometimes, even now, you have conscious awareness of a spark, a sort of bright light.
Yes.
That is a translation of vibration. You're seeing, you're beginning to see. And so just take delight in that. Don't let yourself say, what is it? I don't understand it. It's not something that is meaningful. Just be happy that you are translating. And as time passes, as you have now made your clear statement of desire long before this conversation, as you stand in a place of greater expectation, in an attitude, and this is the key, of not trying to make it happen. Because when you try to make it happen, your awareness that it isn't happening dominates. When you let it be, and you let it be in its good time, and you say, I'm right on track, and as it happens, it's just fine with me, and I really do not know what to expect, I'm going to let it evolve in the way that is best for me, given the beliefs that I have, you will begin to have that visual awareness. Good. And you will like it.
Excellent.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Knowing that a downstream thought for me is to practice patience, I need to ask this.
Before you go further, we're going to harass you.
Oh, dear.
It's all right.
Go for it.
You'll like it. You can take it or we wouldn't do it. You don't need to practice patience. Finding downstream thoughts gives patience to you. In other words, patience is the feeling of a downstream thought. Think about it. Patience means it's all right. It's coming. I'm on track. Everything's all right. Impatience means I'm worried, I don't know what I'm doing. So we just want to reflect back to you truly how to utilize your understanding of emotions. The feeling of patience indicates that you've found downstream thoughts. And how do you think you might know when you've found a downstream thought? Find a thought, oh, that's impatient. Find another one, oh, that's impatient. Find another one, oh, that's impatient. Find another one, well, that's less impatient. Find another one, oh, that's not as impatient. Find another one, pretty patient. Find another one, yeah, pretty patient. In other words, don't be afraid of upstream, downstream, doesn't matter. Don't be tense about it. Just poke around until you find more patience. So what are you wanting to be patient about?
Standing where I'm standing now with the new knowledge and the ardent anticipation of making it work in my life.
Well, ardent is upstream.
Well, then give me another word.
Yeah. Ardent's not even close to patient, is it?
Good grief. I need to learn a new language.
That isn't either. You have a wonderful language. Just pick out the